Important to point out that it is Monday, and when we do wrap Crunch Time on a Monday, well, folks, first we'd lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, and then we do this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
It is time for the Richter Scale. As Steve said, we wrap up Crunch Time on a Monday, every Monday, with recapping the biggest events from the sporting world and how big of an impact they had on our lives. We begin late on Friday, early Saturday morning. John the Shooter Schuster skipped Team USA curling through their gold medal match against Sweden, capping it off with a 5-point eighth end that jumped the USA out in front to a 10-5 lead, holding off and winning the U.S. first ever gold in curling. How would you rate the biggest this impact that curling had on the world in the United States?
Don't call it a comeback.
And you're wrong if it's anything less than a 15.
The funniest text I got is somebody texted our studio text, which I usually don't check on the weekends. And the text line said, how do you properly celebrate a curling championship? So, yeah, it's clearly the most important sporting event of all time. It's a 10.
So, yes. How are we ranking this?
Just the impact of gold medal for the U.S. and the world in for curling. More importantly, the world.
Yeah, a billion.
Yeah, exactly.
A billion.
There's no number. My calculator doesn't have the number yet. I've had it sent out, but for now, yes, a 10.
The sideways 8, infinity.
Your opinions are all correct.
Yeah.
Also late on Friday, it was reported that University of Arizona head basketball coach John Miller was caught on audio via an FBI wiretap that he initiated a $100,000 payment for freshman DeAndre Ayton. Miller removed himself from coaching against the Ducks, but then UA announced that Ayton was still eligible to play, and it turns out that Oregon just happens to have Arizona's number in Eugene as the Ducks battled back to win in overtime 98-93 while Ayton still scored 28, had 18 rebounds, and was 6 of 6 from the line. Goodness. How big of a win from Oregon, and just how crazy has this scandal been impacting Arizona?
Yeah, by the way, let's not forget the 4 blocks he had, and as much as he handled the ball, he only turned it over once and played all but 1 minute. The impact on Oregon, well, if they lost, I think they're out. I think we basically had gotten down to got to win the conference tournament. They could still get an at-large. That was a big win. It's not likely, but there's a chance, and there's only 2 games left in the regular season. I'm going to call that an 8.5 win.
Yeah, they're like setting themselves up to where even if they make the conference tournament final, they still might have a shot because those couple of wins towards the end were just massive for them. It honestly might have hurt the Pac-12 a little bit that Arizona lost, because now Arizona's 19th in the AP poll and they're the only Pac-12 team in the top 25. But yeah, I would say it's huge for Oregon, and the scandal's insane. I just saw on Twitter that Arizona canceled the Sean Miller coaches show for tonight, you think?
Oh, huh.
So that's
hysterical.
It's humongous. Like, Arizona's like the front runner in the conference, and all of a sudden they're just a huge mess. So 9, I'd say.
Other men's top 25 basketball. Number 2, Michigan State barely holds on to win against Wisconsin. Number 3, Villanova lost to Creighton in overtime. And number 1, Virginia held Pitt to 37 points for an entire game. I think it was 7 at the half.
Yikes.
And Kansas won their 7th straight Big 12 title. How would you rate the weekend for college basketball outside of just Oregon?
I didn't watch any of it, so I got a 0.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, that's 14 straight.
Oh, pardon me.
Big 12 titles.
Touché.
For Kansas, at least a share. And I talked to the people in the ACC. They're giving Virginia a half a win because it was Pitt. And we talked last week. Pitt is now 0-17 in the ACC with 1 game left. They're the worst team among all the power conferences. With Villanova and Xavier, my Big East boys jumping into the top. Yeah, that was a big game. And what else happened in the SEC? I think Auburn put themselves in a position to win a rare conference championship. I watched a bunch of college basketball. That's a 9.
Another huge win over Arizona came from the women as they won the Pac-12 title outright, sweeping the Arizona schools, despite Steve giving them an 80% chance to win the Pac-12 outright in last week's lightning round. The Ducks have had an incredible turnaround over Coach Kelly Graves, as just 4 years ago, the program went 4-27, and they flipped it to this year's 27-4, ending in the top 10 for the AP poll. How would you rate the season for Oregon women basketball this year?
That's a 10 so far. It kind of has to be. It's funny how college sports works, right? You get really good players, and all of a sudden you get really, really good at it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, we talked about this a couple of years ago when they got that number one recruiting class, and we're starting to see the dividends now, that first Pac-12 title. Kelly Graves killing it, man. This is a really fun team to watch, and I'm curious to see how far they can make this run go.
Yeah, the key is not only did they win, but to go 16-2 set a program record for victories. And that means they're the one seed in the conference tournament, which I think if they even make the final, you're going to see two games here at Matthew Knight Arena because that's the way it works in women's basketball. That Alex is right. That's a 10. That's just the 10. You can't really do more than they did in year four.
Yeah, absolutely. To baseball, Shohei Ohtani made his spring training debut this weekend, pitching for the Angels, not the Angles. He went an inning and a third, struck out one, gave up a home run, and then in his hitting debut, he hit second as a DH. He went 1-for-1 with an RBI and two walks, plus plenty of other split squad games as well. How do you rate the weekend of spring training baseball?
It was so miserable yesterday that I went to the MLB Network and fortunately found Yankees at Phillies in Clearwater with a lot of the regulars playing. And I watched it for a half hour just because I wanted to see sun. I saw Ohtani. I watched MLB. So it wasn't as impactful on me as college basketball was, but I watched a little bit. I got a little caught up. I'm gonna give it a 6.
Yeah, it had no impact on me whatsoever, but I did come in today and like read the headlines from the weekend, because that's how it should work with spring training, unless you're going to all the games. Storylines today, I mean, King Felix gets hit, gets x-rays, turns out he's gonna be okay, it looks like, and then Otani's debut pitching, and then 3-for-3 essentially at the plate today. I like it. Again, I didn't pay attention to it, but I'll say it's like a 4, because I can't go higher than that for spring training baseball. I cannot.
Batting 1,000, I very
rarely watch, but like I said, I saw it was on, and the first thing I saw that it was 82 and sunny, I was like, I just want to look.
All right, last one. NHL trade deadline was today. The Rangers traded away Ryan McDonagh and Rick Nash, and my Sharks trade for Evander Kane. And one of the bigger moves was a non-move in that Erik Karlsson was not traded out of the Ottawa Senators. How big were these trades in the NHL?
Minimal.
I got nothing.
You know, we got the Rangers. We knew they were cleaning house. So with Miller, JT Miller, not the comedian from
TJ Miller?
Yeah. It's JT Miller.
From Deadpool?
And Ryan McDonagh, that's part of the house cleaning. Tampa gets him. And of course, I love this in ESPN. The trades, the grades, and what's next. Look, it's us.
Nothing.
Like the lighter company here, Zippo.
Yep.
Nada.
That's it.
Yeah, boy.